everyone. Welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience.
We stand with Joe Rogan. At 5'2".
Set him free.
We stand with Joe Rogan in that he's the same height as
we
all of us here.
We stand with him as in he is Peter Dinklage to us.
Anywho, it's that time of the week. What is going on, girlfriends? I'm Maddie Smith. Joe Rogan thing is cray cray. I don't want to comment because, you know, he's technically our peer. But, yo, why the fuck are you saying that?
He's so smart.
That's like the only rule of life is don't say that.
I'm going to say one nice thing about Joe Rogan. I always heard he's a huge tipper.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love big tippers.
It's not that hard to tip when you got $1 billion.
He tips. Yeah, he tips. He's like, can I say the N-word? And they're like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I guess
if you give
is.
Me $200, yeah, you can say whatever you want.
It's a fair trade-off, but yeah, lots of controversy over at Spotify, but luckily we're still on Spotify.
Yay.
So thank you, everyone, who keeps listening. We have all, this was a record-breaking week of our listens on a Monday. When the episode drops. So thank you guys for being here.
Everyone should just listen to us instead of Joe Rogan. No, it's pretty much the same thing.
We are literally. It's the same thing. We
Ounce of Hope is very
is our DMT. Speaking of, we do have a sponsor, Ounce of Hope. Go to ounceofhope.com. Let me pull some other stuff out of this little.
Oh my god! Oh my god! You have a magic drawer.
A magic drawer filled with Ounce of Hope chocolate. It's a THC infused, and let's just say I've been infused myself. So go to ounceofhope.com. Use code MAD20 for 20% off. Additionally, I would like to shout out a second light sponsor, which is this. My friend, who we call Bizzle, is the tour manager for Theo Von. Run Savior Clothing out of Nashville. So check out their website, probably saviorclothing.com or something. They have vintage finds, and he gifted me with this lovely shirt. And additionally, I just spent a week in Florida, and I got this vintage jersey.
Are you coming out the closet?
I'm literally gay.
Wait, that's amazing.
Oh, Hardaway. Okay.
I don't know.
You know who that is?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll put this up for the podcast set just to let everyone know we're guys, girls.
Wait, yeah. I love that.
We like sports too.
Yeah. I always wanted to rock a jersey.
I think I might crop it or something and see how it looks.
Or you can wear like a nice little like cool turtleneck under it.
Yeah,
wear
like
jeans,
under like a button up of sorts. We'll see. But
fire.
Yeah.
Anyway. Street stylist. So I did just spend the week in Florida. It was a shit show. I met one vaccinated person and he could have been lying.
Hell yeah.
One single. And I met a vaccinated person, unvaccinated, and I almost went to tell everyone she was unvaccinated. And then they were like, we're not vaccinated.
They were like, yeah, what's the problem?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, vaccines are gay.
Yeah, you really, you don't say anything. When you think you'll say something and then you talk to an unvaccinated person and you're like, yeah, me.
For some reason,
you feel embarrassed that you're vaccinated.
Yeah, you're like, wow, I'm.
Get this out of here.
Why? That's my friend.
You're like, I was like, wow, I'm such a sheep. Like,
are you vaccinated?
I'm such a
that's
fucking
literally how
libtard.
I
all these people who were like, yeah, all these people in Florida were
this
like,
this lady
I don't know.
Was like doing my hair and she was like, I'm not vaccinated. In Massachusetts, she's like, I'm not vaccinated. I don't believe that we should get vaccinated. I was like, yeah.
That
like, what am I going
to
say? She's cutting my hair.
That
I don't want an ugly haircut.
I don't mind. We're comedy fans. Yeah. I said, I want you to follow me.
Exactly.
I want you to support my work. I don't want to let you know I'm a fan of Fauci.
I don't want to look like Che Diaz. You know what I mean? I got to be careful.
I want you to know I'm in Williamsburg. This that happened to me this Christmas with my uncle. I was like, I'm going to say, you know, I'm going to like be rude to him.
I'm going to ask him what he thinks of Black Lives Matter.
And then immediately, as soon as I get there, I'm like, no, yeah, don't definitely know with vaccine.
Yeah,
no, I'm like, I mean, I just had to get it, you know, in New York, they, you know, don't check. But
after being stand up, I got, I mean, do a show.
I know, I tell people
it.
I had to.
Yeah.
After Florida, I got my vaccine sucked out.
Yeah,
I said, take it out.
Yeah.
Rebirth me.
And before people try to cancel us, we're not saying we don't believe in the vaccine.
No, we're saying that we're.
We're just saying, like, once you meet someone, you really back down really quick.
We're saying that we are emotional pushovers and people pleasers.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what it comes down
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
But Florida is. I don't want to be mean, a shithole. Everyone there
mean.
Is
trash. I think you're
probably
nice.
Worse than Florida. So.
I don't know. I feel like you guys got some sense of. I know you're going to be shocked when
cheese.
I say this. I feel like you have some culture. Florida.
We had Bill Clinton. He left years ago.
But you still have some zest, I feel like.
There's zest.
Florida was. Tampa was probably the worst place I've ever been to in my life. Respectfully.
Respectfully.
Respectfully. So that was that. Some upcoming dates. Florida is done. Guys, go to MaddieSmithComedy.com for these. I'm not even going to list because there's too many at this point because I'm booked and blessed. Syracuse, we're going to find out who's the most annoying. That's February 16th, so Wednesday of this week as of this episode coming out. Then I got Chicago, Nashville, Grand Rapids, Seattle. Just check out my website. Please come out. We love seeing you guys. And let's go into our topics. And per usual, I have Ashlyn Stewart and Caroline with me, joining me in my living room. It's light out. And I got the window open because Ashlyn parked in front of a hydrant. And if this bitch gets towed, I won't have a ride to the city. So we got some fun topics for today. The Winter Olympics are happening, right? I had no idea they were happening.
No one knew.
I had
Are you serious?
No one knew.
I forgot.
I don't know about Summer Olympics, but winter, I'm like, ooh, they're ice skating, they're curling, they're chilling.
That's white.
It's whiteness.
It's really white too.
I don't watch them, let me be clear. But right. I was like, oh, they're on.
I had no idea that they were happening until something came out about the Canadians' outfits of sorts. Ooh, and I was like, oh, the Olympics are happening. But they're in China, so there's some shit going down. The Olympics get worse every year. The Olympics turn into more Firefest every year. The food's been really bad. People have been getting COVID a lot. People have been disqualified for no reason.
So, or for smoking weed.
That was the last Summer Olympics, right?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Even, it's getting boring. Like, come on.
It's getting weird. Yeah. So that's what's going on there.
I want a reality show about them. Don't they fuck hard there?
I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard the village.
I've never heard
village.
That.
They like all fuck because they're all the hottest people. And then if you get kicked out like week one, you just chill still for the rest of the time because you've already like paid to be there and you're like in these little like Olympic villages and apparently they like they had to like make the beds cardboard, right? So because we were fucking too hard on
them. No, that was
oh, sorry, that was just my dream.
No, that was
that's just a show you're writing.
Sorry, that's my pilot. I'm so sorry. Continue.
The two were aligned, but I think last was a sustainability thing. Like the beds were supposed to be like biodegradable or something.
But then they tried to fuck on them and then they fell apart.
I think it was just like it wasn't holding the athletes. Yeah.
Wow.
I do think they made them so that you could
have been Olympian.
Because last one was very COVID friendly.
Yeah.
Now I don't care about COVID. I don't think about COVID. If you ask me to test, I'll make a fake test.
After you said so much shit about Florida just now.
I know. No, I know.
You're literally a Floridian.
I know.
Curling is kind of hot. They're like,
I know. Yeah. I'm like, fuck, dude. That's how I jack people off.
Fuck.
So we're going to talk about the Olympics later. Moving down the line, there's a Mile High Club. What's the club called, Caroline?
Wow.
It's
some guy.
Love Cloud.
What's it called?
Love Cloud.
So some guy has this company. I don't know his name. What's his name? Can you give us the rundown of it?
Yes. Hold on 1 second.
Some seedy investor that I want to be his housewife so bad.
Okay. This guy named Andy Johnson, a pilot and founder of Love Cloud. It has mile high flights where you and a couple can go bang.
For $800, you can take a 45-minute flight.
No, it's more than that.
That's very cheap. I was going to say, it's...
fuck on a mattress on the floor that has silk red sheets on it and Ferrero Rochers.
Right. Champagne.
That is going to be so disgusting. But I want to be the first person on it.
Right. You won't.
I don't want to be the last. I don't want to be the...
What
after
else,
that.
Caroline?
If you think you're worried about... hotel rooms being clean, I would also be worried about the Love Cloud.
Well, the fact that they had a mention that like they're like, don't worry, it's cleaned every time.
Yeah, I've seen a flight attendant clean. She
and I'm like,
only reminding us that there's cum everywhere.
I'm done
with people being like, this is what I needed for my relationship.
No.
Like, this is what's... a flight where you have sex? You know what you need? To break up.
You need therapy.
This is what's... like, we saw a therapist or like, we went on vacation and it didn't. It's going to go back to where it was 4 days later because you're not compatible.
A chocolate-covered strawberry and a flute of champagne will never solve anything.
It won't solve anything.
From personal experience, going to Wildwood, New Jersey for the weekend to bang does not save your relationship.
The number of Airbnbs I have made someone come in and said... this is not doing anything.
You think
anything.
It'll save your relationship?
I don't know, guys. Have you tried having sex in the air? Kind of like changes things. It kind of puts things in different perspective.
My pussy dries up because of the altitude. I get nosebleeds in my pussy.
I prefer the Olympic Village to the air, I feel like.
My pussy bleeds because of the altitude.
Wolf of Wall Street flight.
Right. Yeah, I thought it was going to be like a Lolita Express.
Right.
It's not $800, right? That's very cheap. I'll buy that right now.
It's
for 45 minutes, it's $800 plus.
You, honey. And I'm going to piss Kate off.
It's $1,500 if you want to do a three. There's also an option to do a three-course meal.
Oh, I thought you said a threesome.
Me too. A threesome. Me too.
Also, the pilot.
That could save your marriage.
The pilot wears noise-canceling headphones.
No, he does not.
There's no way. That's not
legal. Did you see how thin the curtain separate? It's a curtain separate. It's like a prop plane. It's not like a jet. It looks like a fucking prop plane.
It's a literally Spirit Airlines.
They probably aren't even going up in the air. They're probably just like.
And they're like, it's like you know those toys outside of the market, like outside of the supermarket where you put a quarter in and then you ride it. Like that's what they're gonna do.
I think it's like in Seinfeld when they're driving a car, but you know it's a green screen behind that's what the plane, and there's like, oh, we're hitting some turbulence.
And they're like, oh, shake it up.
Yeah.
It's like some metaverse bullshit.
It's like when those influencers paid to get like the first class picks. Or like the private jet picks. Did you know about that?
Yeah, they pay just to be on the private jet.
Mm-hmm. And then it was a fake private jet.
It's a set, yeah.
And they're like, in the air with my honey.
And they're like, always be hustling.
Yeah. They're like, dreams never stop.
Yeah. So many people, like a couple of my cast members on Wildin' Out will just post like a private jet photo. I'm like,
you're like, we just took the ground.
Yeah.
You're like, wait a second.
Viacom booked you on an Amtrak. Yeah. And now you're like, oh my God. So that we're going to talk about that a little bit later. And then I guess we could talk about the Joe Rogan thing if you want to. I had one question submitted by a follower, and I want to do it now before I forget. Okay. Olivia was wondering, she said she was discussing this with her boyfriend and thought it would be a great question for the pod. Have you ever kissed a wall while taking a shower?
Absolutely.
All right, I feel like,
of course.
1,000%.
100%.
I didn't remember that, Olivia, until just now.
I guess I have. It's so definitely.
It's so cold and smooth.
On the lips.
But it also has like the water on it. And then if you kiss it, you see your lip imprint. Well, you guys wouldn't know. You don't have any lips.
Good. I have lips.
Don't. I go to Plump every 8 months. Gets what fillers, are you talking about?
And I'm also a light-skinned woman, so don't even. But I will. I haven't kissed as much, but I will pretend I'm in a recording studio and go right up to the wall and be like, "Yeah, God is a woman." Like
well,
right
that's
up to the
you're
wall.
Kissing.
Yeah, we're kissing at that point.
Or I just put my cheek up to the.
You
the
put
cold.
Your cheek up.
Yeah, tile.
I'll kiss
like,
it.
That feels good.
I'll kiss the wall, but it won't be a mouth. I'll pretend it's a man's forehead. Good job.
Yeah.
Thank
no,
you for
definitely not
out.
In New York City. I haven't done that.
Really?
Oh, no, I was
that.
Like as a child.
Yeah, as a child.
Oh, I do it to this day.
I fucking take a bath in a moldy tub. I don't give a shit.
I'm dead ass.
Yeah.
You love that porcelain.
Yeah.
That was me referring to Kate's vagina as well. Shout out to Kate Ryan. It was a childhood thing. Like I would be like, like when I was just horny in the shower as a little baby.
Right.
Wait, but not, what?
Yeah, it was like a childhood like kissing thing.
Before
like I was like
you
practicing kissing.
Kiss. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like practicing kissing. I would not do that. You do that in Harlem?
In I don't Washington live in Harlem, Heights? First
what,
of all.
In Washington Heights?
Yeah, absolutely. I like sometimes because it's steamy and the water's like on the wall and you kiss the wall and then it's like.
Kate walks in, you're like, fuck, I can't explain.
You're like, it's not what you think.
She's just a coworker.
Oh, wow.
She's just my friend. She's my work wife.
She just needed it.
You should go.
Yeah. Wow. No,
the
mine
wall
was
walks
like,
out.
Kid. Wow. Oh, so what is
it? I think Olivia does it now too.
Olivia does it now, clearly.
She said, I know.
But
did her boyfriend catch her?
What makes you want to do that? Now
I want to see my lip imprint.
See if it looks good.
Yeah, because I don't know. It's like
I'm not judging you.
No, you're just curious.
Yeah,
yeah. No, you can't judge me. You're straight. That's impossible.
I know, right?
Yeah, I'd rather kiss a wall than a man.
I put my mouth on.
Yeah, we can't judge you.
Way nastier shit.
We can't judge you. It's punching down. I've been told I'm a good kisser.
Prove it. Stuart, kiss her.
You would love it.
I think I'm a good kisser, but no one really tells me.
People
that's
tell me
they
I'm a good kisser
humble.
And that I have a good pussy.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what's up? I'll see you later, Brian.
So the trick is to get on TV, then everyone lies to you?
I think so. I think so.
Yeah.
They tell me I'm a good kisser, and then they're like, could you put me in your Instagram
story?
Yeah,
exactly. Can you tag me?
Yeah. But let's talk about this stuff later. Let's go to our first segment. There's your answer to your question, Olivia. And our first segment is called Let's Sync Up. Can I get a hand? Can I get a hand?
I'm not going in your shower after knowing you make out with it.
It's the wall. What are you putting your pussy on my wall?
I guess so.
I got long enough not. Lips. I got long enough lips. It sticks there like a squid.
Oh, God.
It's sticks their like al dente noodles. You know, you throw the noodle at the wall. That's my fucking lips getting stuck to a dude's dick. He's like, fuck, dude. It's like when a little kid licks a cold pole. That's my pussy. I'm so sorry.
I'm a Christian, okay?
I'm so sorry.
The octopus on the wall.
Yeah. Squid. I feel like I got long fucking lips.
That's a real squid game.
Yeah, it really is. Anyway.
If you have long lips, and guys, you don't have long lips if you, people are saying you have a good pussy.
But they like that.
But that's the outside.
Yeah.
They just like what it feels like.
I don't know.
Because it's never leaving the heat. Think about it when it's going in and out.
Oh, my God. I don't think about that. I'm not gay like you.
I think I'm gay. Okay.
Well, you got that basketball jersey, so I know, you have to be now.
What's up, guys? We're doing a little 3-on-3. What's happening? Okay, so we always start the pod with one question to get us all talking, to get our fallopian tubes tied in a knot, to get us bleeding, get our uterine line shedding. This week's question is, the Winter Olympics are happening. What do you think should be an Olympic sport that isn't yet?
Taking your clothes to the laundromat during
I had laundry written in
there. Oh my God.
I had laundry written down. I didn't. I had laundry written down. I had laundry written down, motherfucking. Hey! Putting it in, taking it out. What about getting it out?
And especially in the snow?
Yep.
Especially in the snow.
Especially when I'm wearing Crocs.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. My biggest fear is dropping a pair of underwear. I was on a tour bus last week with 4 men. My biggest fear was leaving a pair of underwear. Because you know that shit's got blood in it.
And they're going to sniff it.
Or at least blood stains.
They're going to sniff it. They're going to keep it.
I know.
Yeah.
Every single pair of my underwear has like a stain from when I had an IUD.
Absolutely.
Like rust. And to American a man, it looks like a shit stain. I don't have skid marks. I just like want everyone to know.
Yeah,
but I have a really clean ass.
Men
don't know.
Men think that's shit. They also think when, because sometimes I'll put I have mascara on towels. They think that's shit too.
And they think that's shit.
And I'm like, it's
do you wear brown mascara?
No, I wear black mascara, but they're that stupid.
No, they're stupid.
But also, I have a lot of spray tan issues with my white towels.
Spray tan, because I'll do brown mascara and it looks like poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. I didn't write down laundry, but that should be an Olympic sport.
Right? Tell us about yours. Do you do drop off or no? I do drop off. That's why
I don't do drop off, but
so your Olympic sport is you have to get detergent, quarters, back and forth. Fuck that.
You gotta carry it. I gotta carry it. And when there's like snow in the street, you gotta like hop this way, hop that way, watch the poop.
You're
watch
like Santa
this.
Claus.
Literally. And you gotta take it in.
I know.
Do it, then dry it, switch it. I mean,
God forbid you open that dryer and the clothes are still damp.
Oh my god.
That's
and then you
gotta
put more time in it.
Hate.
And then you gotta wait for it.
I do exclusively drop off at this point. I don't even look at the price. I don't care that I pay hundreds a month for it because I can't deal with that.
Well, if you want to justify drop off, I think you should think about the hours it takes to do laundry. It's at least 2 hours.
And the washers.
So drop off is $20. That's $10 an hour, technically, of your time.
Can we also talk about how like we're going to space, but it still takes 2 hours to do laundry?
The quarters. Why doesn't Elon Musk make washers and dryers where you can just swipe a credit card?
Literally.
I have a washer dryer where you do the card.
Yeah, but you have to put money on your card.
I know, and it only takes $20 bills and like $10 bills.
Actually, the laundromat I go to, the new one, it takes, you can like tap.
But even then, I'm not doing the back and forth. No, fuck that. Especially
that's
not
a Winter Olympic sport.
My last apartment was one with the future, and we had this app where you could upload money and then pay on the app.
Oh,
and it would start the machine.
Nice.
This was the future.
That is the future. The future is the laundry be done in 15 minutes. But
my future is dropping it off and picking it up 4 weeks later and having the woman laugh at me because I got blood in my fucking shit.
Your future is having someone come pick it up and take it itself.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I can't deal with like people knowing my dirty
laundry. I don't even give a fuck. I'm like, if I think mine's bad, there's someone way worse
that's
out there.
True. That's
right?
True.
And I'm like pretty
they've seen it all.
Clean with my
I
stuff.
I think that about myself, but then I'm like, what if I am the worst?
What if I
What if I'm the standard everyone's holding?
Because people have kids and stuff. They'll bring their kids dirty fucking shit.
There's men in this world. We can't be worse than that.
I
you know what I mean? They have like shit stains.
No, one time.
Come on their sheets.
I don't know what I'm
going to
do when I'm a soccer mom. I'm going to be like, this is nasty.
I'm not having kids, I think. And one time I saw my ex's, I don't want to say his name, but there was poop in his underwear.
Ew.
Like a skin, there's a like, wait, mark. Like a mark or
a skin
poop?
Mark.
Oh.
That's poop.
I
couldn't look at him the same after that.
There's a whole Sex and the City episode about that.
I know.
How is your pussy going to get wet after that?
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
And I kept being like, wow, this Lexapro is strong. Yeah. The minute I broke up with him, I'm gushing Niagara Falls. It's not the Lexapro, it's your skin marks.
Yeah.
No wonder I got so many UTIs. You got poop in your fucking...
Your pussy's sticking to Ashlyn's cold shower wall.
What's it called? What's it called when? Oh, dingleberries. Anyway.
Ew. Okay.
It's
okay.
Such a visual.
All right.
I'm so sorry. Okay, laundry. Stuart, what do you got?
I have two.
I got two dirty. I apologize.
No, I love it.
I've been hanging out with men all week. So
I have two.
It's hard for you.
I think packing for a trip should be an Olympic sport.
A trip or moving.
Yes. Packing in general. And actually, I would win the Olympic sport for packing because after the night that we blacked out, I literally packed my entire room in like 2 hours.
Mm. You did. I've packed for 6-day trips in 10 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. No, but packing for a trip is different because, as you know, yes, I have an overpacking issue.
I have an underpacking issue, and I just say, as long as there's a Rite Aid, I'll be fully dressed.
You'll be fine. Yeah, yeah. We had to buy you underwear. Rite Aid. Yeah. Shit in the other rooms.
I always buy underwear. I always buy toothbrushes. I'm always like, whatever I don't have, I'll buy.
You'll buy it. Exactly. Yeah.
I think an Olympic sport is like packing the right amount. You know what I mean? Because like, Kate is an overpacker.
I'm an overpacker.
I'm literally like, we're going away for 3 days. Right. Why do you need your passport information? Like, I don't understand.
I brought 7 pairs of shoes to Arkansas for 4 days.
Why? Why?
For the outfit changes, Ashlyn.
How many of them did you use?
It's a good point.
You know it.
I bring one pair of shoes.
Me too. I bring like three.
I'm like, my personality is going to shine this
sometimes
weekend.
Sometimes you're on a trip, like if you're on like a bachelorette trip or something, like you do change 3 times a day. Like you have like your little like pajama outfit, and then you have like the lunch outfit that's like more chill, and then you have like your little swimsuit outfit, and then you change for dinner.
No, you see, for me, there's brunch sweatpants.
Gay.
Lounge sweatpants. Pajama sweatpants.
I dress amazing.
And then going out.
So it's harder
Stuart dresses
for me.
Better. I'm very like, shoes I'm very like, you know, remember 17 Magazine was like, turn your work outfit tonight. Mm. Very like, oh, I wore this to brunch and I'm going to wear it at night and I'm going to make it people think
make
that
it
it's
work.
My nightwear.
Mm. No, yeah. You just have to be smart about it, but I'm just not smart about it. Like, I'll bring like 2 fur coats and it's like, you're going to Florida.
You're literally, going to be, yeah.
It's totally. Like you pack like you're never coming back.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
how Kate packs.
I don't.
Yeah. So that's mine. Packing or also day drinking is should be an Olympic
sport. Actually, yeah, because I always fail at that.
I actually succeeded this weekend and I didn't really truly succeed because I got so drunk at the Kacey Musgraves concert and don't remember a lot of it.
I can't believe you were there.
I wasn't there mentally.
Right. As you should
I don't
be.
Think anyone was.
But I day drink all day. I'm a really good day drinker.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard to do. Mm-hmm. And you see the people on reality TV, you're like, how are they drinking mm-hmm. all day? It really takes a special skill.
It does. Have to monitor it. You have to make sure you drink water. You have to not go too hard, which is a problem for me because, you know, mm-hmm. I have addictive, so I'll black out too
exactly.
early.
Exactly. Unfortunately, you also have to eat a lot.
Oh, I can't.
But not too much. Because then you end up not being able to get drunk or you throw up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or you
and you got to drink water, but not too much water.
Right.
Mm. You know what I mean? And then you also have to, I feel like if you want a day drink, like, and you want to stay up, you got to have like a cigarette. Maybe like a vape.
You
like
need you to got, be juuling, maybe yeah. some weed, a little coke.
Yes.
Weed towards the night, but like a little, smoking a cigarette.
A little.
Rhymes with schmatter schmall.
But yeah, day drinking, you got to know.
Day drinking's hard.
Because you got to hit it perfectly.
Especially, I don't know if you guys have ever day drink on a lake, but that it's really hard to make it to dinner if you do that. But I always make it.
I have day drink on a lake. I'm from upstate New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to do, but I love it.
Let me tell you mine.
Go ahead.
Being on top.
Oh, yeah.
Of a man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will do it for 4 pumps. I'm not good at it. I'm not.
Really?
I don't know if it's my knee because I have a bad knee, but I'm not good at being on top. You can slam me all you want, missionary.
Mm-hmm. Wow. See, I prefer
you can put my feet right at my ears. You can fucking fold me up like a chair.
Like a pretzel.
Like a pretzel. You can
like
fucking, I'll let you have any hole you want, except for the butthole and the mouth. But I'll let
so
you.
What are the holes that are left?
The vagina.
Just her vagina.
And the ears. And the urethra.
But, and her nose.
But being on top, I'm not good at it.
Wait,
and you
really?
Could ask guys that vein, they say, yeah, not her strength. But she's got that.
She's got that long.
So nasty.
She is really feeling her pussy today.
Wow.
I am.
You are.
But I'm not good at being on top.
You don't like it. It's more fun when you're on top, though.
I like being on top.
I'm not good at
it. I like being on top.
I don't know how you make like it work. I don't know if my vagina. The
I don't
vagina,
like being
vagina.
On bottom. I'm like, this is boring. What
really?
Am I, an octopus just laying? A squid?
Like a dead fish?
A dead
what
fish?
Am I,
yeah.
I think it feels better for me. The doggy style kind of hurts me because my bladder is in a weird place and it hits my bladder in a way that's like, yo, I'm going to throw up.
We have different
anatomy.
Daddy issues.
Oh. Yes, we definitely do. I mean, my dad left, but I saw him on the weekend. Your dad just
day drank a little too hard one day.
Now, yeah.
let me say,
the earth.
But when you're on top, you control everything, and these men aren't. You probably have sex with men that are better at sex.
You know what's wrong with me?
What?
I control everything in my real life. Mm. Right. I don't need to do that while I have sex. Okay. You do what you want.
Yeah.
I'm not really? I'm not determining the rhythm of this. You are.
Mm-hmm. But doesn't it feel better? But doesn't it feel better?
It doesn't.
Because you can control how it goes in and where it goes in.
Yeah.
I feel like my vagina is like not placed correctly because when I go on top, it's just very awkward for me.
Really? Like, I love being on top.
You don't get a dick put in you. You are exempt from this conversation.
Well, it is a toy, though. And I've had dick before.
What, a Fisher-Price basketball hoop shot?
Absolutely. A fucking, the thing. What's that thing?
A little weasel with a little ball.
A slinky?
Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah, we're team top. We're tops.
Yeah.
What about you, Caroline? What do you go on? You go on top?
Every once in a while.
I don't know. I'm just...
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a work.
I'm bad at it. You guys have to tell me.
When you're on top, you can put on a little show. You're like in flash dance. You're like flipping your hair.
And
you're like
so
doing
much
butts and you're dancing. You're grinding. You're chilling.
For me, I just get stressed about my knee. It really hurts my knee.
I think you just have a knee issue.
Yeah, that's an ACL.
Maybe you guys could train me, though.
Do you do a lot of squats? Because it's your quads, too.
I do a lot of squats, but the minute I get up, I'm like, fuck, this is not working.
Mm. Yeah.
I'll sit there on top, and then I'll let him pound me. But then I'm like, if I'm doing this, why don't you just go on top?
Why don't I just lay down?
That's your thing. It's a little different.
Or I'll just be like, I want you to be on top. You have to just psychologically.
Do you just do missionary? Or are you that boring?
Yeah, I'm boring.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Everyone be coming.
I love
missionary.
Everyone be coming.
Do you be coming?
It's so easy.
Not always.
To be honest, I don't know if I really think I don't like the man like grunting over me. I'm like, oh God.
It's a lot.
I want to be the.
And I also don't think I look good him looking at me like this. Like mm-hmm. I have a crooked nose, so it's a lot
that's
for
what
him
I'm
to look at.
Oh, that's my issue with being on the bottom. I have a double chin issue. Mm-hmm. So when I'm on the bottom, then my
but
double chin
is
showing.
But that's when you just have to lie there like.
Posing. That's a sport. That's a sport. Posing, right? While you're, yeah. Oh,
yeah, like, God. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a love on top type of
Beyonce. Okay, next time Beyonce. I bang someone, I'll try.
Okay, yeah, we'll send you tips.
No, I don't want you to hurt your knee. You got to go on the road, honey.
I know.
We got to go to Syracuse.
Phil Duckett, shout out to him, told me that at some point I'll have to get with someone who lifts me up and eats me out like this. He said he's done. He holds him up and they.
That is
oh my
so
God.
What do you think of that?
Actually, my old roommate had someone do that to her.
Really?
I have not had that. Oh, well, standing God. Up.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Or he's laying down.
Standing up.
Oh what? My God.
He's standing up and he picks them up.
Yeah, that is,
and puts them against the wall.
Okay, is this cheer on Netflix? Yeah.
I said, I'm 5'7". I'm 5'7". You will not be able to maneuver that.
I don't let men lift me after a few tragedies in middle school.
Nope, yeah. After you broke the Peter Pan Joan.
After
cord.
I broke, yeah, after I smashed the theater.
Caroline, what's your Olympic sport?
Oh my God. Going through airport security.
I
murder at that. I'm like, pop, pop.
Me too.
Gold medal. Also,
me too.
Laptop's already out.
Yep.
Cosmetics are in a bag.
Also, guess what? Your girl just got TSA pre-check, so I got the gold medal. You don't even have to take your shoes off. They don't even look at your stuff.
They
I got
10
pounds of fucking cocaine on my last one.
I love that.
They have respect for you.
That's a good one. Are you good at it, Caroline?
I'm always like, I feel like in the inside, like my brain, I'm like very frazzled.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just want to be done with it. But I think the exterior is like, it's like fine.
Yeah.
But I want it to be like,
my
you know that movie
slow.
Up in the Air? When
yes,
the guy,
I love that movie.
He's like, you do this. I'm like, I need my life to be
right.
like that.
Right.
See, I'm pretty good at it. I know exactly what I'm going to put in the bucket, like on the thing.
Exclusively slides.
Yes.
Nothing other.
Mm. Or easy to take off shoes.
Yes.
Like sneakers.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'll wear these. Pop, pop. I don't even have to.
Pop, pop.
Yeah.
Pop, pop.
Or TSA pre check. Which I got with my Amex Platinum.
Oh, kill it, girl.
Wow.
Which you should get.
The problem with TSA PreCheck is everyone has it now, so that line's just as long.
No,
it's like
quick.
The fast.
No.
Pass.
It's so
it's
quick.
It's so quick. Have you ever seen it? What do you do, JFK?
No, LaGuardia.
Oh, LaGuardia is getting bad.
LaGuardia is really bad. I mean, I missed my flight to Arkansas because the line was so long.
It's so bad. But PreCheck, go right through.
Like JFK, you look at PreCheck, there's literally not a line. There's just like people just walking right in.
Yeah.
Not taking off their shoes.
Break, no
the
shoes.
Same, the
should I get
pace.
Pre-check?
I'm going to get pre-check.
There's not even bins. You just put your stuff. You just put your stuff in and it goes right through.
I'm a contrarian. I'm not getting pre-check.
Whoa. Devil's like advocate.
Joe Rogan is here. Wow. And on the pod today, we have Joe Rogan, the one and only.
Not getting pre-checked. Yeah. Something that makes absolute total sense.
Joe Rogan definitely is a top.
Yeah, he seems like he, I don't know. Anyway, I feel like we're synced up. How do you guys feel?
I feel I'm so synced up.
Okay, let's go to our next segment. This week it's called First Impressions. This in a while, but this is where we each deliver celebrity news by doing an impression of the celebrity who it's about.
Okay.
Okay.
This is, again, y'all made me do improv and I'm fine with it.
Yeah. Well, someone who wants to go first.
I'll go first.
Go ahead.
Although I was not given an Oscar nomination, I'm very supportive of everyone. There could be 100 people in a room and only one of them will give you an Oscar nomination. And Bradley Cooper is the only one that would ever give me an Oscar nomination. Father, son, House of no Oscar.
So
nomination.
I never saw. I still haven't seen House of Gucci because Twitter ruined it for me. Yeah. So, and she didn't get an Oscar nom.
She didn't get an Oscar nom. So calling it a snub.
Out. Who did? Who did?
I don't know.
Who got you Oscar nominations for the girls, Caroline?
For the ladies, I think Kirsten Dunst got one.
Oh, well, she for what?
For I don't know. I just saw a lot of people.
She was in Power of the Dog.
Yeah, she.
I did not see that.
Yeah.
What else?
It's always boring. Best.
Did The Lost Daughter get nominated?
Yes.
I'm screaming. Sorry.
Actress in a leading role.
Jessie Buckley, the young
Penelope
girl.
Cruz, Nicole Kidman.
Caroline's
Kristen
looking
Stewart.
At it. Caroline, oh, no, is no, the you producer. Have, you
have
it. She's looking.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, no, you have it up. You have it up. Go ahead.
No, but we have to get more in the rhythm of Caroline looking stuff up.
I'm so sorry.
No, but it's a hot topic. Lady Gaga did not get
but
nominated.
Who got one?
I think Nicole Kidman.
For what?
For
Being the Ricardos.
Didn't see it.
Kristen Stewart got nominated for Spencer.
Didn't see it. I started watching it on the plane. I didn't have headphones though.
This other movie, I think, hold on. I just
these are some boring ass movies.
Yeah, they're kind of
Being
like
the Ricardos was bad.
I didn't watch it.
Spencer I really want to see. I can't believe I haven't seen it.
I heard it's like not
I'm
that good.
I'm over Princess Diana stuff.
I love Princess
it's
Diana.
Just been overload with the crown and like all this stuff going on.
Well, it's like Shugi now.
Yeah it definitely is.
I was a real one from the beginning, but now I'm over here. I understand. Yeah. Everyone's obsessed. Everyone's like, oh my god, she wore a Harvard sweatshirt. I'm like,
shut
that was
up.
Millions
we've
of years
known
ago.
For years.
If you still have Icon. Your Beanie Baby, then you can talk about Princess
Icon
Diana.
Icon, shut up. You where were you? Where have you been this
Where
whole time?
Where were you?
Okay, let me do my impression.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cool. I guess she's my girlfriend.
Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson account.
Pete Davidson today said that she is his girlfriend.
Wow.
But did you see how he looked?
No.
I think he's hot, so don't even ask my opinion.
I hope I saw the right picture of the article. Because you know sometimes they'll use a picture from he just looked like dark circles. I was like, is Pete Davidson
okay? He has
okay?
Crohn's disease.
So? No, I don't think Crohn's gives you butthole eyes.
Gives you butthole issues.
He's probably just tired.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it probably
but
shits
like,
out of his
eyes.
I'm
worried about him because like, this is too much for him. This
I'm
is
a
too
little
much.
Concerned.
The whole fucking Kanye
it's
being
known
crazy.
Known that he is mentally unwell. Like literally diagnosed, and these people are tossing him around.
Kanye's making him look very severely mentally well.
Kanye
will like make anyone look severely well.
But Pete hates when people don't like him.
Yeah.
So even if it's just Kanye, he's probably like, fuck.
Pete's so sweet.
But also,
and to be in drama like that.
And when you're a man and you enter the Kardashian family, cursed.
Mm-hmm. Cursed.
Wow.
The whole family's cursed.
Yeah.
Ever since
I do
died.
Think it's yeah I do think yeah joining that family is scary
yeah
it's like too. Diana it. Pete is our Diana yeah.
They ruined him
the blonde hair
he's
instead of the white
Harvard.
Dress
yes.
Yeah. He throws himself down the stairs in a Harvard sweatshirt
all of a sudden
and Diana was shaking people who had AIDS she was shaking their hands but Pete Davidson has AIDS
right he's shaking AIDS. His own hand
yeah.
So they're dating. All right, Ashlyn, what do you got?
Here we go.
The way you snapped into character just now.
That's good, my brother. I'm glad to see you doing positive things. I support you.
The Rock.
Yeah.
About Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Really?
So what happened with The good. Rock? I didn't see him training, and then I saw he's apologizing. But was he apologizing for backing Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
The Rock's half black, right?
No, he's Hawaiian.
Oh, I thought he was black. I thought he was partially black, or no?
No.
I think he's, yeah.
Is he?
Can no, we I get think a, he's Pacific Island.
Yeah.
I don't know Hawaiian. That much about Hawaiian.
Can we look, can we get a read on him?
I think he's just Hawaiian.
His Johnson's father is a black Nova Scotian with a small amount of, he's Samoan.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Black.
Well.
Samoan
well,
he's not.
But
he's
black partially Nova black. Scotian.
Black Nova Scotian.
Are black Canadians whose ancestors date back to colonial United
he's
States.
He's kind of black.
So okay.
But he's, I think he's mostly like Samoan.
Yeah, he's, yeah. I read his biography.
You that's did?
What, yeah.
I did the ancestry.
When I was like 12. I fucking love him.
I wow. love
He was
the
my
Rock.
Favorite wrestler.
Oh my God.
He
funny.
Was my favorite wrestler.
Tell me you're gay without telling yeah. me you're gay. if you have a favorite wrestler, you're fucking gay, dude.
But that's okay.
That's why you're making out with your shower. You think it's The Rock.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Who's your new favorite, Ronda Rousey?
She doesn't even fucking fight.
She's I know,
even,
she doesn't fight yeah. anymore.
Hmm. Poor Ronda Rousey.
I know.
You know. Not RRP because she didn't
That's
die,
my but, Diana. Yeah.
But she went through it.
I know.
But he basically, because Joe Rogan put out a video that was like, I'm not trying to be anti-vax. He's like, I'm just trying to like make people aware
that
of
was
the
one
truth.
Where he was outside.
Yeah. He was like, I will do better. Like, I will get people that I don't have, that don't share my opinion. And The Rock was like, proud of you, brother. Like, doo-doo-doo. And then this video came
the
out
about... The compilation.
Yeah.
The N-word one?
No.
Oh.
Well, yeah, well, that
Oh,
came,
wait, the Planet of the Apes one?
That came
oh,
out
shit.
With Joe...
wait, there's a lot of videos
there's,
right now.
So there's two, like, The Rock and Joe Rogan are literally going through the same thing, because then The Rock had a compilation video of him saying problematic things.
Like what?
Like making fun of, like, Asian accents, like, when he's in wrestling... Calling someone a transvestite, like,
oh my God.
It's like bad. And then that came out with Joe Rogan, so he's
Diana
like,
Diana would never.
He's yeah. in the hot seat.
That's funny.
Maddie would never.
Maddie would never. Right? We did literally say we love unvaccinated people at the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, but that was a bit.
It was
and
a
as,
joke.
And as Whitney Cummings said, comedy is irreverent and
it should be in a dark place and kidnap you.
Haunted house.
And then, yeah.
I said, what the hell are you,
what
talking,
are you talking
about?
About?
Get back on your
She's
mess.
Wild. She
wild.
Needs realignment.
Wild. Yeah, I mean, the Joe Rogan thing is weird. The Rock thing is like, I mean, everyone was saying wild and shit before literally last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I'm, oh God, I don't know what to, I have no comment.
Okay.
That's okay.
I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know what to say.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Not about you. I just don't care about any of it.
No, I mean, just, celebrities are crazy and they just have too much time in their hand and money.
And everyone's worried about money. That's why they yeah. apologize.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm learning. You're learning because you want to keep your brand.
Literally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Joe Rogan, I don't know. Caroline, what do you got?
Oh, okay. Hold on.
She has paper.
I wrote it down so I have it ready to go. Okay. Just having breakfast with my family when the nominations came in. What a beautiful way to find out.
Olivia Colman.
Oh, so sweet.
Ooh. Is she? That sounded a little Australian. Is it not Olivia
no,
Colman?
Wait.
Oh, she said family. Family.
I think she's doing Australian too.
I share this with them.
Nicole
Javier.
Kidman.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I've never heard Nicole Kidman say family.
Well, she's Australian.
I know what.
Yeah.
My wow. family. Put another shrimp on the bar.
Family.
I was okay. trying not to move my oil of my mouth.
I know her face is
because she doesn't.
She should have got Botox before this.
She's always like,
I know. This is my impression of Nicole Kidman in Big Little Eyes.
Or that's
that
also
other show.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What was the other one she did on HBO?
Where the
oh,
where the
yeah.
where the woman was murdered. What was it
Hold
called?
On.
Gone? No.
Euphoria. No.
Hold on.
Unspoken.
The Undoing.
The Undoing.
Oh, The Undoing. Oh, that was crazy.
It was bad, I thought.
She was like,
yeah.
Yeah, she's all, her eyes are always very intense. She's in every fucking
And she was
movie
like lost. She was like lost. And I'm like, look.
Did you just run a marathon?
Yeah.
Fire outfits.
What's going on here?
What do you just go up a fucking yeah. story? Above. That's me taking my laundry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's me on top.
Yeah. The Undoing of the
yeah.
laundry.
Yeah.
As you skip through the snow.
Okay, I have another one. It's similar to Caroline's.
Okay.
Okay. let me think. Thank you. It's an honor to have been recognized for these awards.
Someone country.
Kid Rock.
No. Although he was in the news this week because he canceled shows that had COVID requirements.
LOL. Love to see it.
Yeah. So just go to Florida. It's an honor to have been awarded this many times for the...
Brad Pitt?
No.
Denzel.
Denzel.
Oh. That is horrible.
That was the worst. I thought you were Matthew McConaughey on
I was
Black
gonna, History Month.
I was gonna...
What are you doing?
That was a horrible Denzel.
Okay, so you show me your Denzel. No, I'm not. You show me your Denzel. Go ahead.
I won't.
Go ahead. I'll show you my Denzel.
Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I'm not an actor.
That was very similar to
that was Obama. That was Obama.
At least mine was black.
Obamacare
but he talks like that.
No, he
yes, he does.
No, he does not.
You've never seen a Denzel Washington
yes,
movie.
Yes, I have.
Name him.
Rush Hour. And The Color Purple. Am I wrong? I think the last one I saw was that one with Rami Malek that was on HBO and it was really bad.
Oh yeah, I saw that one too.
Yeah, it was bad.
I forget. Let me look.
What's the one about him being that pilot?
Shawshank Redemption.
No.
No.
Sully.
Yeah.
No, it's not Sully.
Sully's white.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
That's Tom Hanks. Drunk.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah.
Snakes on a plane. No.
No, that's what's his
Samuel
name?
Samuel Jackson.
It's Black History Month, guys.
I
Let's know. Get it together.
And we're
that's
talking
why
about
we're
Black
shouting
History.
Out Samuel Jackson. I made him a smoothie once.
You did?
I did. He was very nice.
Was he?
Yeah, he was great.
What kind of smoothie?
It was like a ton of like creatine and shit, and then peanut butter chocolate. Mm.
Ketamine.
Ooh.
Ketamine. Yes. It was a ton.
Do you
want
to add anything to your smoothie? Yeah, ketamine.
Yeah. Do you guys have ketamine?
Okay. Yeah. That's my. Oh, okay. So Denzel, what had the most Oscar nominations?
Yeah.
I think.
Love him. He's so humble.
Like you guys ever think you'll get an Oscar or no?
Absolutely. I'm working
on it.
There's
no way in hell that I'll ever get an Oscar.
I think it's over for me.
For what? What an Oscar for? Doing literally nothing for day drinking.
Yeah.
You might.
Oscar.
You might like.
There's
play
no way
Dolly Parton in like a...
There's no way I'll get an Oscar.
Kristen Stewart's playing her. She does all the
Kristen
people.
Stewart's playing Dolly Parton?
No, I could see it.
Oh.
She could play her. She could play
like,
Dolly
what
Parton.
Fucking world.
They would just put giant boobs on her.
I know.
They would put Miley Cyrus. Here's
Kristen Stewart's a good actor. Sydney Sweeney will play Dolly.
Did you guys see... Oh, yeah. Did you guys see Lindsay Lohan is in a Super Bowl commercial?
No.
I sure as hell did. And babe, we are back. Our career is back, honey.
It's booming.
Our career is back.
What's a commercial for? What's it a commercial for?
I don't know.
I don't know, but it's a car commercial, maybe. I don't know. I saw
why? Because her mom just got a DUI?
Yeah, don't talk about my mama.
Yeah, don't you dare. Anyone else have a first impression?
North being on TikTok is not our, the issue. I actually really worked on my Kim K impression
today,
and I couldn't get it.
That sounded more like a Courtney.
That's my
Courtney
problem.
Courtney does the R. She's
the
like,
Courtney.
So I was with Kim, and we were eating grapes.
Courtney like enunciates
Courtney.
Everything and talks from the back of her throat, like really
Ew.
Bad.
Scott said he was meeting me at Disney World.
Kim is like more of a sweet talker.
Yeah, really.
Kim's like, yeah.
She's just like, yeah, and I'm not gonna.
And what do you think of that?
This is not good.
Lindsay Lohan's doing a Planet Fitness.
Oh, it was Planet Fitness.
No way.
Yeah.
How is Planet Fitness like? How do they run
how
New
do they
Year's
have money
and
for New Year's and
a Super Bowl commercial?
And they charge $10 a month.
And they have pizza, free pizza.
Because you know why? Because
it's a conspiracy.
Because every single person in America has a membership,
and literally everyone gets the fucking black card.
That's
because you're like, oh, friends could come with me, but your friends have one.
You're like,
yeah,
oh,
everyone has a black
card. They have
card.
Massage chairs. And yeah. You realize they have more cum on them than the Love Cloud.
Yeah.
And then you're like, this is nasty.
Literally. And I forgot what I was going
to
say.
I tried to go to Planet Fitness.
You got distracted by the cum on the chairs.
All I was going to say is Planet Fitness black card. You're like, I can go anywhere. I can go to any location. You go to none of them.
None of them.
So none of their stuff gets used. So
literally.
None of it depreciates. So then all of a sudden, who owns Planet Fitness?
Me.
Jeff Bezos?
Yeah.
I want to meet the CEO of Planet Fitness.
I would love to meet him.
I would rather sit down with him than Jay-Z for dinner.
No way. You're fucking crazy.
Chris Rondeau is the CEO of Planet
What's his name?
Fitness.
He's rich,
Chris
honey.
Chris Rondeau.
Is he Russian?
He is. Not.
I own Planet Fitness. Anyone else got a first impression? All right. Well, let's move on to Caroline's Corner. Caroline, and I'm coming at you live from my corner. I want you all to know that I'm here and
in
I
my
have
corner.
A boner. It's Caroline's corner.
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 I love the theme song though for Caroline's Corner.
Oh, it's so cute.
Oh my god, we should totally come up with a theme song every week.
No, but I like the one it is now.
We should come up for a theme song.
Oh, like the little computer girl.
Yeah.
Research.
So cute.
You're such a researcher.
Okay, so I'm doing wacky business combo. Actually, no, they're not wacky.
I can't even see Caroline.
They're business combos that I think would do well
okay.
in the world.
Like Planet Fitness and Lindsay Lohan. Continue.
An amazing collab I didn't know we needed.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
So your last one was about mushy food, I think.
It was mushy foods and mushy dogs.
Oh, right.
So you go, you have a gooey dog. Like sitting by your like lap.
You're making me hungry.
Yeah. And then you eat like... Well, but this one is vintage store.
Right. Shout out to Save Your Clothing.
We like vintage clothing, but... What I don't like is the smell or the cum stains on vintage clothes.
Sorry, yes. those were my donations.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, I'm like, if there's a vintage store, they should have a built-in dry cleaning or laundromat.
No, that's genius.
You know, we have the option of getting those cum
getting
stains
it clean.
Out.
How about cum stain remover?
Yes.
And vintage clothes.
Yes.
Yes. There we go.
I think
that's the change.
But the problem is
that's Maddie's hotspot.
Vintage stains is what you can call
vintage
it.
Vintage stains.
Well, so for example,
come vintage stains.
Come here.
Come. Yeah, like come here.
Come here, vintage clothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Are y'all buying shirts that have visible cum stains on them?
No, I'm not.
I do. That's the only thing I wear.
That's if you were on Monica Shark Tank Lewinsky. And you were pitching this, I would say, I want to know how much cum stained clothing you're buying.
Well, I'm not buying. For me, it's more of a smell.
For me, it's like when I leave.
Vintage
when
store
I leave
smell.
A vintage store, I feel dusty. Yeah. I feel like I need to take a shower. I feel very dirty.
And I never wear the clothes like right away. Like I try.
I will because I'm trash.
I have. And I'm like, wait, what am I doing?
Right.
And they're like, no, we wash it. And I'm like, I don't know if you did. There's that lingering thought in the back of my head. And then
a man's fetish could be coming on clothes and bringing it to Goodwill.
Yeah.
And
but it would be so hard. It would be so hard.
This is the difference between overpriced
or people's poo strength. Sorry, go ahead.
Keep going. No, I'm so sorry.
No, it's good.
I cut you off.
No, go ahead.
Someone talk.
Go ahead.
Somebody
go ahead.
Speak. No, you speak first.
No, because
I'll speak
somebody
first.
Somebody talk.
I'll speak first.
Gaga, goo goo, gaga.
Wait, really quick, let me say one thing.
I have two things to say. First of all,
she's gonna be so pissed. Look at her.
Wait, really quick though.
Wait, before I forget.
Wait, really quick. No, but go ahead.
First of all, this happened.
Okay, I'm done. I'm done for time's sake.
No, this is a great.
Okay. Go ahead. Everyone's mad at me.
First of all, that's what happened with my fur coat.
What do you mean? It had cum on it?
No, but like I've just recently bought a fur coat from... Here's the thing. I have two things to say. This is the difference between cheap vintage stores and expensive vintage stores. Like if you go to an expensive vintage store, they're going to charge you $75 for a Garth Brooks tee. Shout out to Awoke Vintage, mm-hmm. the biggest scam in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. However, if you want to go to... You can get that same tee at L Train Vintage. It's just going to smell a little weird. Mm. And you have to get it washed. So I agree with you. This is a great service. For example, I just got a fur coat from L Train Vintage, which was super cheap. But
you
sheds.
Paid $400 to get it dry cleaned.
But mm-hmm. I haven't paid the money to get it dry cleaned yet, but I have to take it. This girl gave me this like fur lesson and pretty much she said
what
I have
was
to
it,
like
Cruella DeVille.
Right.
First you must keep the Dalmatians happy.
This girl sent me like this whole fur, like dealing with your fur lesson. But I have to take it to a place and get it like detailed and like oiled down, I guess, because did you guys remember when I wore the fur coat and it shed on everyone?
Yeah, what is this, a Honda Civic? Detailed?
Yeah. I have to get it like detailed. So so I will be investing.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, great.
I agree about the difference between L Train and Vintage. I was just in Nashville last week and they had some scam thrift stores.
Yeah.
$500 for like a t-shirt from a band.
Same with New York though.
Yeah.
No, I know. There's some places in New York.
But sometimes you pay
more for it.
So it doesn't smell bad.
You pay for the not to smell bad and for the curated.
Yeah, same thing with like record stores. You can go to like a shitty record store or a nice one.
Right.
You know?
Sometimes you'll be sifting through at like L Train Vintage. You'll be sifting through and it's like clothes from Old Navy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like literally
that.
There's like two of the same shirt back to back.
You're like, wait a second. This isn't an original.
Wait a damn second. Okay, what's your second business idea?
My second business idea is a gym. Maybe Planet
Fitness. Planet Fitness.
I'm going to stop you right there. We're not going.
Sign me up.
This one. All right.
As long as they gave out Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah.
They probably already do.
Yeah.
They're like cushioned in the seat. They look like poo.
Ew. Planet Fitness gives out Tootsie Rolls. Did you know that?
They really do. Yeah.
Did you know that?
No, I don't.
That's how rich Caroline is. She's never been to a Planet Fitness.
I don't really like the gym. You're so lucky.
That's a good test of if you're rich, you've never been to a Planet Fitness. Because I've been to 18.
Or a laundromat.
That too, yeah.
I've been to a laundromat, but...
Sorry, Caroline. Sorry. I didn't mean to insult you.
It's okay. Insult taken.
So this can't take it back.
This is a gym where you can work out and that... like energy you generate can get put towards your electric bill.
I love this idea.
Oh my God.
Like it's like the Black Mirror episode when
I was going to say
it's
that.
It's like you kind of get like an incentive to work out because having a hot body is like just not enough.
Not anymore, especially someone, when you get dicked down no matter what.
Yeah.
I love this idea.
Like,
I
love it so much. Do you want $20 or do you want to put that energy towards the bill that's going to be raised by 10%?
That's great. Right. My energy bill has, hi, honey, I blast that heat all winter.
They're doubling. Yeah, the supply charge.
Yeah, they're increasing. Well, not doubled, but a lot.
Well,
more.
You don't know. You don't know. Do you even pay bills? You go, Nick Cannon, can you pay this for me?
Says the person who's lived in a rent-stabilized apartment since 1982.
Right.
And
you don't pay bills
and
either.
I'm dealing with family drama since 1942.
No wonder you're making out with your shower.
Oh, you get free Coke. My bad. Sorry.
Oh, you get to just talk loud and people are like, it's okay. She's a white lady. But if I talk loud, I'm ignorant.
Girls, please.
What is this, a race war? What's going on here?
I've got something to say.
Okay, go ahead. All right, everyone do the sound of their favorite iPhone ringtone. I'll go first.
You next.
Bing. That's my text tone.
I like when it goes. Droop.
Okay. Mm. What about yours?
Droop.
I like silent.
Whoa. Modern day philosopher.
Who's texting me?
Me.
Oh, anyone good? Spill the tea.
Guys, I have to go soon.
Oh. Why?
I have a meeting.
Oh, okay. Oh. You didn't tell us that. I asked if anyone had a heart out.
Are you joking?
She's serious.
Joking.
I'm serious.
No, you never told. I asked.
I have a meeting with Caroline to invest in this gym.
Me too.
I'm obsessed. Yeah,
I'm obsessed with the gym. I think that could go on Shark. That's an actual Shark Tank.
No, because
one.
You know what? I actually looked it up once. The amount of energy like generated during exercise, like
it would be like quarters.
It's like the amount you can.
That's
barely,
enough for Ashlyn to get laundry, though.
You can barely power a light bulb for like a second.
I know.
So I'm like, if there's a way we can harness this energy,
I'll be on the elliptical, fucking going fast so it flies.
Yeah.
It just reminds me of that Black Mirror, and I'm like, somehow someone's gonna end up in porn,
right?
You know what I mean? Right. Like somehow that's gonna happen.
Right.
I'll do that without the.
Oh, is that the Black Mirror where they were like in the gyms and then playing games? Oh yeah.
You like make money that way, but
wow.
I think there was an app that did that where it's like it paid you to work out, but it wasn't enough money.
I know, it's like a nickel. More.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Inflation?
Nah.
You don't get this dick till you come on my tongue.
Exactly. Planet Fitness should do this and be like, we will keep the lights on if you keep running.
Right.
We could do that.
Seriously.
You want the lights on?
If not, the lights are going to go off at some point.
All right. Well, Caroline, thank you for welcoming us into your corner. We're going to hit our topics and then wrap it up because I guess someone has another thing to go through.
Do you really have a heart out?
Are you joking?
Yes, I do.
What's your heart out?
I can't tell.
I have a meeting.
If with you go AA
with your fucking shower wall to make out with it.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's your roast?
My roast? I was gonna say, why are you? Is this gonna be a prank at the end? And then
I have a meeting because I have a game due tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm a game developer.
I hate it when you pretend to work in corporate America. It really makes me mad.
Okay.
It makes me more mad than when you pretend to be straight.
And I get mad when you pretend to be my friend and then you roast me on national television.
National?
This is national.
Please, this is cable.
This is cable. Okay, let's go.
This is PBS.
Yeah. Okay.
I do have a meeting.
So what do you guys think of the future of the Olympics after, like, it's been a shit show for a while. Mm-hmm. I think something needs to
give. It's just not as good as Real Housewives,
also,
in my opinion.
It's not as good as reality. It's not
as good as Euphoria.
It's not as good as this podcast. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
And additionally, don't have it in China because they're sketchy as fuck.
Well,
I'm not anti-China, but I'm anti-China. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to put that out there.
No, we get it, Trump.
They're really weird.
No. Yeah.
People die. That one guy went missing.
They just cover, like, they're like very, you can't penetrate that world.
They'll fucking scoop you up in the middle of the night.
Here's the problem with it. Did any of you watch it? Did any of you tune in for
the Olympics?
No.
Yeah,
I did, so because, you know, Kate's parents are boomers.
That's
so
your meeting. You
they're white boomers.
Yeah, that's my meeting. White boomers. I have a meeting with Nathan Cheng. So, if you tune in, like, it's empty. No one's there. There's no audience. So it just feels sad.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like you're watching a varsity team, like, who's one in fucking 20.
Yeah.
And you're just there because there's nothing to do in town. So, like, honestly, watching it, I was like, this looks sad. Like, they're performing for no one.
It hasn't been hype in a while.
I think, to be honest, we've had so many... We've been so bonded by TV since the pandemic because... I mean, people like back in the day used to like all sit down to watch like I Love Lucy or whatever. And like that would bond us as a country or whatever. But I feel like the Olympics used to be like, I remember being in like high school or middle school and we would like talk about it. Mm-hmm. Like people would like all watch the Olympics.
Yeah, they would.
But now I feel like we've had, since the pandemic started, we've had so much like everyone's watching Euphoria and talking about it. Everyone watched Tiger King is talking about it. Everyone's watching all this stuff and then talking about it. And I feel like the Olympics is just kind of like, we have so much other stuff.
It's because the Olympics.
I get what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Like, things that bonded us that we were all watching together. It's like before, not everyone watched the same thing.
The Olympics used to do that.
Now we have Sydney Sweeney.
Now we have Sydney Sweeney.
It used to be Michael Phelps, and now it's Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, talk about those fake snow mountains.
Yes, yeah. I'll ski down those.
You guys gotta stop talking about it because I will go to the bathroom
best
right now.
Best boobs in Hollywood. I will let you.
Easily.
Because she has the best boobs in Hollywood.
I want to...
She
those
has
things.
The best boobs.
I want to get my motorboat in there.
Her titties are amazing.
Anyway, also the Olympics aren't on HBO Max, which is where everyone is right now.
That's the thing.
Like,
yeah.
Just put them on there. But yeah.
Or Netflix.
I think it's like a TV thing. Like, no one has those channels anymore.
That's also, I think, why like the ratings are so low.
Yeah, put the Olympics on Netflix.
Yeah, nobody has.
Or
yeah,
Hulu,
exactly.
At least.
We all are on like Hulu and like, I guess if you have Hulu Live.
No, I'm not fucking buying Hulu Live. I feel like they always try to push it on me.
Hulu Live is just get cable. It's cheaper.
I love Hulu Live, but I lost my login. I don't know. I don't have it.
It's like $70.
No.
It's like cable. It is. It's like you might as well have cable.
I currently don't pay for any of my streaming services.
I'm like, absolutely.
No, you're wrong.
I would go to a gym that would pay for my Hulu Live because I did love Hulu Live.
I did too.
Caroline, you should get a subscription and then give me the login.
Yeah, you should get a subscription and then share with us.
I go back
and
forth the whole time. I'm like, do I really want... And it's no ads, right?
No ads. You can see like...
So I'm like, as long... I guess it's not really like cable at the end of the day because I don't have to watch fucking ads.
I have Hulu regular.
So...
Me too.
Maybe you can get like sort of like cable on it.
I just hate watching ads. Yeah.
Me too.
Maybe.
And you can watch... It's like on demand because you can watch anything too because you have live.
Right,
so it opens it all
something
up.
To consider. Like, maybe we could get it for the pod.
It could be help with research. We could write it off
research. I'm gonna write it off.
Should we write it off?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Research. Yes.
Did you guys ever have interest in having sex on a plane? Because I didn't.
I will have sex on a plane.
Me too.
I
will have sex anywhere. Give me a dumpster. I'm in.
Yeah, but that's just your apartment.
Well, I have a question. When people do like My High Club, like that has to be a private jet, right?
I don't know. I think it's also like a
because how do you really fit in those bathrooms?
Well, like in the movie, they did it, but they're also like all like tiny people.
The movies, the bathrooms are way bigger. They're tiny.
And they're tiny people.
And the flight attendants watch all of us like hawks now.
I know.
There's
like
no
standing
way
right out the bathroom, like you're really gonna take another Diet Coke, and I'm like, yeah, I am.
Yeah, I am.
But
and give me two bags of popcorners because there's four in here.
Yeah, I feel like you either have to be on like a huge plane, or I do think a lot of Mile High people are on like private jets.
I also think Mile High people are kind of skirting the definition by doing fingering under a hoodie,
which is fine.
But that's not it. You have to have penetration, in my opinion.
I'll do that on Southwest.
Oh, easily. He'll go Southwest on me. I think full penetration needs to happen for you to be in the Mile High Club.
I agree.
A finger me? What is this? A Tuesday at work?
But full penetration and a cum.
And anal.
And a cum. A cum.
And cum for him, obviously.
I feel like this is just like giving poor people the Mile High experience. Because I do think it's for rich people.
If I was in a first class suite,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Also, it depends on how long the flight is. Like if it's a... I just
want to
go to
sleep. Is like,
and get,
if you're going to the Olympics,
with.
For sure.
And I was so ugly on planes,
what's
too.
It called? The Love Cloud?
Yes.
So on the Love Cloud, it's a 45-minute window. I'm like, what am I going to do with the other 40 minutes?
Yeah.
You sit there and watch TV with him?
Yeah. There's no, it's a tiny.
You're going to be starfishing, babe, on that.
I ain't lying there.
Starfishing, babe.
Yeah. This is my thing with guys. I think my boringness in bed is a pro because all these young girls, they want the guys to throw them around because they think they have to act like porn stars. Mm-hmm. They want the guy, they like, they'll be, I've heard this from guys, they'll be like, choke me harder. Well, I'm just like,
and it's too much.
And I'm just like, yeah,
that happened
this is great.
On Yellow Jackets. He was like, you don't have to say that.
Really? Yeah. And it happened on Normal People. Remember she had like a bondage kink? And he was like, I don't want to do that to you, Marianne. And I was like, fuck, I need him in my life. But so I'm boring, but I think they like it because I'm just there. But where the younger girls will be like, harder, harder. And they like don't know like that they sex isn't supposed to feel like that. Yeah.
Interesting. That's a good point. Yeah.
What do you guys think? Ashlyn's stressed because she has to go to a meeting and I'm like extending the questions.
No. I just like, I cannot just do like missionary. I can't be boring.
Yeah, I don't like boring sex. Yeah, but though. I have to get into it.
There has to be passion and like crazy stuff. And I'm like, oh, your tongue is there. Okay.
For me, all I have to know is that he wants to put his dick in me. And I'm like, cool.
I can't do that.
I'm worthy of life. Have so much else to bring to the table in your regular life. I'm a whore because I have nothing else to bring to the table.
I know. I guess I can just lie there because I have 100K on Instagram.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You have a lot to bring to the table. I'm, you know, out here a little, you know, I'm a girl with no talent, like Kim Kardashian. So I have to.
I'm just a Hispanic person and we're, you know, supposed to be having babies by 12. So, and so we need passion.
Give me guys like a rundown of what a sex meeting is like for you.
A sex meeting.
Maddie, yeah. No, not Why? To these followers.
Okay, Ashlyn, you tell me. Okay. I just say, yeah, put it in me and.
Yeah,
and you just lay there.
Yeah. First, you want
to
get
me because I have an IUD. That's my also special talent is allowing men to come to me. Is throwing off my pH for 6 weeks.
Is that how you finish them? You know, in Mortal Kombat, when you finish someone, they're like, finish, and you're like, I have an IUD, come in me.
He's like,
he's like, go here.
I throw it in at the last. Yeah, that's my dirty talk. Yeah. I have an IUD.
And it's gonna poke the shit out of you. Yeah, continue. It
is. Go ahead, Ashlyn, tell me.
Oh, well, first you want to print out consensual forms, and then you
NDAs.
Wanna, yeah,
yep.
And then if you're a lesbian couple, you want to talk first about your feelings, and then
that takes four days.
Yeah,
then you move in together.
Then you move in together.
Then you build an IKEA dresser.
While you're building the IKEA dresser, you finger each other a little bit, just slightly. Then you join a softball team. Mm. Then you adopt a dog.
Then you scissor.
Then you scissor. There you go. Scissor. Then you start going to the gym together. Then you do some meal prep
together.
Then
you go to her parents' house in the cave.
Then
you bring her to Planet Fitness with your Black Card membership.
And then she rides my face as we're on the massage chairs.
That's the cum that I saw in the Queen's location. Continue.
And then I ride her face on the treadmill. And then that's how we pay for the Planet Fitness on our block.
Okay. Ah.
And then we look at each other in the eyes and we go, I love you. Are we okay? And we go, yes. And then
you have Stuart officiate your wedding.
And then you butt heads. And that's how I have
sex.
And
you butt heads. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I don't do any of that. Yeah. He puts it in. I say, please come for me.
That's why you have 5 minutes.
I don't know. Whatever, bitches. Stuart, you're not going to give me a rundown. What about you, Caroline?
I basically do the same thing you do.
Yeah, I think we're
the
same.
After like 1 second, I'm like, I'm over this.
I know. I'm like, we watch TV.
I like having sex. Gay. I get into it. I'm like, I make
it. Right. Yes.
I'm into it. I let a guy spit in my mouth 2 weeks ago.
Spit? In your mouth?
Yeah.
You didn't even tell me about that.
What is that? Yeah, it was one of the DC guys.
You see, that meeting suddenly isn't so important.
He spit in my mouth. I didn't really feel it. Just more spit, you know what I mean?
That's amazing.
But I think they like it.
But like from a distance? Like, or were you guys making out and then he spit in your mouth?
He was like above me, missionary, and then...
What? Did he ask you?
He's like, has anyone ever spit in your mouth? I said, no. And he spit in my mouth.
Did you choke on it?
And I was like... Yeah, I made it sexy. I'm sexy in bed. You guys would never understand. I'm a fucking MILF.
I'm dead.
Yeah, so anyone ever spit in your guys' mouth?
No.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
Oh, you're all spicy. Well, when it comes down to the nitty gritty.
No, I guess I'm not. No, I just get into it. You know, we do I do it at all.
You do like an appetizer, right?
Yeah,
like
it should
a little
be.
Bit of this,
you
start with spinach artichoke dip, then you get the steak, you finish with a lava cake, bing, bang, boom.
I do think you should hit all positions, though. Like I do, like then you flip, then you flip.
You guys watch too much porn.
No, that's sex. You're just having quickies.
No,
that's sex.
Sex can be one position as well. You guys flipping it up is you're on the porn schedule where it's like doggy style.
No,
blowjob, fingering.
No,
missionary.
I think it's whatever you want.
You just got to do it all.
Why are we fighting?
Why are we fighting, ladies?
You're literally screaming at us because no one's ever spit in our mouths. Call her Maddie over here.
Call her Maddie.
New merch alert. All right, well, for the sake of time and Ashlyn not very unprofessionally, not telling me that.
I've been here for 3 hours. I have been here for 3 hours.
Unprofessional.
No, your car is gone. Your car is gone. That's what you get for parking in front of a hydrant. So,
me and Ashley are going to go have good sex in her car.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh. Have fun wasting an hour of your life.
Maddie's just got too many emails. We have no emails.
I know. That's
We're it. Not busy.
This is your first meeting of 2022. Yeah.
Yes, actually.
I'm just not busy. I'm like, I'll have sex all weekend. Yes. Let's
when
go,
you're
baby.
Very busy, all you have time for is missionary.
So, and spit in your mouth, apparently.
Yes, spit in my mouth. If it makes him move faster, that's it. Because I'm like, oh shit, I got a meeting in 20. So.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Then you become me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Where can we find you guys? What a fun episode.
You can find me getting spit in my mouth because apparently I'm an uncultured swine over here.
You are.
A non-sex goddess.
You can find me at.
Caroline.
You can find me getting the cum stains. Oh. At Cassie27.
And you can find me getting hired at SNL for my Denzel Washington impression. So thank you guys for having me. Check out our shit. And thanks. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.